Have you ever wondered what Padre Pio was like behind the scenes? Here's a glimpse of Padre Pio beyond the confessional, the brother who brought joy, kindness, and gentle humor to his community. That's the side we're sharing today, so stay with us. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. A heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today's insights come from the book, Padre Pio, From the Sanctions of the Holy Office to the Splendor of Truth by Joachim Boufflet. It offers a beautiful glimpse into how Padre Pio got along with the other friars in San Giovanni Rotondo, and shows us his lighter, more affectionate, even childlike side. The author begins with Padre Pio's first days at the convent. But, just as a quick side note, at the time, there weren't many friars living there. Most had been drafted to fight in World War I. Only 6 brothers remained when Padre Pio arrived. So, with that in mind, let's dive in. The 6 friars who were living at the Santa Maria della Grazie convent in 1916 welcomed Padre Pio's arrival as a blessing, as evidenced by a letter from their superior to the provincial at the time. Here we are all well. Imagine the joy that Padre Pio's presence brings to us. He too is content with us, the air, the house, the calm, the solitude, with everything. And except for the sufferings that the Lord wishes him to endure, he could truly say he is happy. The most important thing is that we get along very well with him. Isn't that beautiful? Despite his intense mystical life and sufferings, Padre Pio knew how to be truly present with his brothers. The author continues, he integrated perfectly into the community troubled by the war, and everyone was quickly captivated by his personality. His friendliness was genuine, evident in every gesture, and manifested in a communicative grace that brightened their recreation times, as testified by Father Nazareno di Arpaise. He felt very comfortable among us, and never lacked the note of Franciscan joy. He was so happy to bring us a touch of humor that he never tired of doing so, especially since we loved listening to him. Can you imagine? The great stigmatist, known for his long hours in the confessional and his severe penances, was actually the life of the friary. The author then shares a touching moment from a time when Padre Pio had already become famous. Listen to this. To thank the friar who managed the heavy load of letters that began pouring in as Padre Pio's fame spread, he waited for the friar's feast day and gave him a small gift without breaking the vow of poverty. Father Gerardo de Deliceto remembered, I was busy with my work when, unexpectedly, I sensed someone had stopped at the door and was knocking softly. I got up quietly and went to open it. It was him. He stood there, smiling and slightly embarrassed, like a child caught by his mother doing some mischief. "Congratulations," he said to me, and, taking it from his pocket, where he had placed it carefully, offered me a small flower. I keep this little flower among my most cherished memories. A single flower given with love. Padre Pio had a way of turning even the simplest things into cherished memories. Even his correspondence sparked with personality. Writing to Father Ignazio Dalelsi about a poorly tailored habit, he complained with a touch of humor. The skill of the master tailor has rendered the habit you sent me completely unusable. Short, narrow, and so tight in the chest that I felt like I was wearing a straitjacket. Much later, after Padre Pio's death, one of his friends, Father Pellegrino, shared this memory. He had a heart of gold. He was an eternal child, showing his joy at every attention he received, whether it was a pinch of snuff tobacco or a piece of chocolate. He appreciated the delicate pleasure of friendship, purified and heightened by holy poverty. He was deeply moved by even the smallest gestures of kindness and responded with promises of prayers and suffrages for eternal life. His spirit was remarkably perceptive. He sensed the needs of each one from a distance and responded with immediate availability. It is difficult to articulate the depth of his humanity and kindness, which illuminated his gaze. The author comments, "This freshness of soul, acquired very early in his religious life, earned him not only the affection of his brothers in religion, but also their admiring respect, as they discerned in him the signs of authentic sanctity." As Father Giovanni da Baggio observed, "It is very evident that he behaves with the utmost simplicity and naturalness. This is what most convinced me of his sanctity. Saints are human. They have their defects and weaknesses. They are not, in truth, as we imagine them, neither formalists nor excessively detailed. They are simple, sincere, and spontaneous." And this is how Padre Pio showed himself to be. The author beautifully concludes that with Padre Pio, the friars truly experienced the words of Psalm 133. "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." So, what can we take from all this? That sanctity doesn't mean losing your personality. Padre Pio shows us that holiness and humor go hand in hand, that friendships are precious, and that even the greatest saints appreciate a good laugh and maybe a piece of chocolate now and then. So the next time you see that serious portrait of Padre Pio, remember, this was a man who gave flowers, joked about bad tailors, and treasured friendship. And I'm sure we can all relate to that. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the next video on the life of Padre Pio.